Hello and welcome to Love My Poland and welcome to Katowice. When or if you fly into Poland anywhere else other than the capital of Warsaw, it's very likely your airport is going to be Katowice-Pyrzowice. And if you've got time, taking a day trip to this city is really worth the visit. Today I'm starting off in the lovely city center. I'm going to spend a few hours talking to some of the local people here to gather as much good information as I can to share with you. So let's not waste any more time, let's get to it. Katowice is located in southern Poland in the Silesian Voivodeship, west of Krakow and south of Częstochowa, with a population of just under 300,000. Katowice seems like a much larger city though, due to the fact that it's surrounded by a variety of other cities and towns like Bytom, Tychy, Chorzów, or Gliwice. All of these make up a kind of metroplex with a total population of over 2 million. But before we get to Katowice, we just have to discuss Katowice-Pyrzowice Airport for just a minute. Over the last 20 years, I have seen this airport truly explode in size. In 1999, when I first flew in, it was one of the smallest airports I had ever been to, with only a select number of flights. Today, it serves nearly 6 million travelers per year, and it's my airport of choice because it's so easy and convenient, and I just love the fact that you can pay 1 zloty to visit the observation deck on the top floor. It's always exciting to be able to see your family flying in and get to wave to them as they get off the plane. Why don't all airports have this option? Let's start with the most important question. What can you see and do in Katowice? There are many fun things to do in Katowice. Let's begin though with some cultural activities. First on the list is the National Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra, or the NOSPR. Katowice is synonymous with music in Poland, and this musical institution is beautiful in every regard and was named a National Cultural Institution in 2006. You don't think Katowice without thinking sports. Katowice is also associated with being a host city for some of the greatest sporting events, cultural events, and best concerts in all of Poland. The biggest world bands have played in the Spodek, which seats 11,500 people and is an architectural icon of the city. You cannot miss it driving by because the stadium was intentionally designed to look like a giant UFO. I remember being in total awe the first time I saw it. Amazing. Located right next to the Spodek and staying on the subject of building design, you have to also take an up-close look at the International Congress Center, which is home to a variety of expos, trade fairs, and other shows. But ultimately, it is simply a beautiful example of modern architecture. The building is jet black in color, and I admire the integration with nature as grass grows on parts of the structure. In my opinion, it blends into its surroundings perfectly. Katowice and the neighboring areas also have a history rich in coal mining. And if you're interested in this kind of thing, you're in luck because there's a very unique art museum to visit called the Silesian Museum, where you travel deep underground in what used to be an actual former coal mine to visit the gallery. But the most exciting for us was being able to take the kids to the top of the mine shaft hoist, or the SHIB as the locals call it. The view from up there is incredible. While traveling around Katowice, you are bound to see several mine shaft hoists, and many of them are still in operation today. What about restaurants and cafes in Katowice? In terms of dining, Katowice has a wide variety of restaurants offering pretty much everything you dream of eating. Just walk down the streets of the main center and take your pick. But if you enjoy a bird's eye view of Katowice, consider the 27th floor bar and restaurant in the Kubus Hotel. I personally recommend this place as the ideal place for a date, but it's great for a business meeting too. Here you can enjoy the view of Katowice while dining in style 400 feet above ground. And you know, as much as I love Poland, there are times I get homesick for my USA and I need American-style food. That's where the gigantic Galeria Silesia comes in. Within this enormous shopping mall is a restaurant called Jeff's. Jeff's is such a fun place to go with truly delicious food. They serve authentic burgers and Tex-Mex, and the restaurant is packed wall-to-wall with iconic American decor. If you're an American visiting Poland for the first time, it's kind of like a TGI Fridays, but not exactly. It has more of an American accent to it, and again, like I said, it's just fun. For coffee, tea, and cakes, Café Katowice in the city center was highly recommended for its unique style from the 19th and 20th centuries. It's a hopping spot and will give you the chance to try regional flavors with a feeling like you've stepped back into time. So what about getting around Katowice? Well, there are taxis and Uber drivers, of course, but from what people have told me, public transport is pretty decent in Katowice. Trams and buses span throughout the city, offering convenient connections to wherever you desire to go. But what I really love about Katowice is the fact that the train station is literally connected to an impressive shopping mall called Galeria Katowicka. It's located in the heart of the city. I mean, you're right there, and everything is an easy walking distance. This is a huge plus for the city in terms of attracting more tourists. In terms of nightlife, when I asked about the best nightclub or disco in Katowice, 9 out of 10 people I talked to told me to visit Klub Pomarańcza in the very center market square, close to it all. Klub Pomarańcza, or the Orange Club, boasts a modern club environment with a variety of great music and an entertaining atmosphere. So how family-friendly is Katowice? Katowice is like my second home city, first of all. My kids and I travel there a few times a month as members of the Rawa Katowice Baseball Club, and I was fortunate enough to be a former player there as well. But for family entertainment, you have to head over to Park Silesia in Holzów, just down the street. There you can visit a nice zoo with a wide range of animals to see, and if you're into amusement parks, you can spend the day at Legendia riding roller coasters and other exciting rides. However, as I mentioned, it is a park, and it's an immensely enormous one at that. Within the park are several lakes, bike trails, a cable car lift, and many other attractions. The area is extremely well maintained, and the atmosphere is really peaceful, neat, clean, and just, well, lovely. You have to see it for yourself. Words won't explain it. In terms of higher education, 2 prominent schools are worth a mention. Silesia University is highly respected in Poland, with a student body of over 40,000, offering a multitude of study options, and there's the University of Economics in Katowice, which is one of the biggest and oldest business schools in the region. It too is highly esteemed within Poland and around the globe. Katowice is dynamically changing in terms of being an attractive place for attracting new businesses. Companies like IBM, Rockwell Automation, and Fujitsu are big employers here. But more big companies are moving in. I have personally lost some of my own IT English students because of better job options in Katowice. The future seems bright for the region, and I couldn't be more excited for them. Have you ever heard of a man named Jerzy Kukuczka? I must admit I hadn't before moving to Poland, but Jerzy Kukuczka was a Polish alpine and high-altitude mountain climber who is most famous for what he achieved in 1987. In that year, Jerzy successfully climbed all 14 8,000ers in the world within only 8 years. There are streets all throughout Poland today bearing his name. On a personal note, in closing, I feel really good in Katowice. And having met hundreds and hundreds of people there over the years, I have only positive things to say. I have found people in Katowice to be warm and sincere, and they've accepted me as an American very openly. And although Katowice and Częstochowa are only 60 kilometers apart and in the same Silesian voivodeship, there are surprisingly many differences in our culture, language, and even the accent itself. These small differences are what make life in Poland continuously fascinating. Thank you for watching today, and please don't forget to subscribe.